Thanks, Damien, and good afternoon. Law enforcement agencies have wrapped up their Memorial Day weekend crackdown on DUIs with 14 arrests for driving under the influence. That's the total for the 8 agencies recording DUIs until midnight last night. 14. That's fewer than 21 DUIs a year ago this weekend. Law enforcement agencies say they'll be conducting similar enforcement crackdowns this 4th of July and again Labor Day. A 15-year-old Crescent City driver was taken to Sutter Coast Hospital yesterday after another car struck his in the intersection of Elk Valley Crossroad and U.S. 199. Kobe Lockwood was driving a Nissan Altima that was struck by a 22-year-old Washington driver. The California Highway Patrol said Lockwood was trying to drive across the intersection with 199 when his car was struck in the driver's side door by Omar Prieto Chacon of Redmond, Washington. Lockwood's Altima suffered minor damage. A 67-year-old man has been rescued by the Coast Guard and its helicopter. Dan Squire reports.
A Coast Guard helicopter crew from Air Station Humboldt Bay rescued an injured hiker on Sunday evening after one member of a hiking party injured his leg and was unable to walk. The helicopter left the airport at 5:30 in the evening and flew to a location in the King Range National Forest. The hikers had registered their hike with the State Department of Emergency Services and activated a satellite emergency signal, which was used by the helicopter crew to locate the party. By 6 o'clock, the helicopter was on the beach, and the injured 67-year-old man was taken aboard and flown to a local hospital for treatment.
For the Eureka Rescue Mission, it's been a campaign to make the bad news into good. The Second Street Eureka Mission is where people go when they have nowhere else, and that, admits Executive Director Brian Hall, presents problems. His faith-based group is dealing with people at the low point in their lives.
We put tools in their hands and they learn to work. And they learn to afterward stand back and look at the job done, and they can have a sense of accomplishment, and there's such a reward.
Brian Hall is a recovering addict himself, and he knows the battle his people face.
Many of the people that I deal with think that I've not been there, nor can I relate with what they're going through, and all I do is pull my shirt down a little bit and show the tattoos I have on my body, which I regret having, but it opens up the conversation that I can have with them, that I have been there. I do know what it's like to be at the bottom of the barrel.
Brian Hall said he understands that the mission has problems because often local people don't understand what the mission is doing, attracting transients or helping them. Hall says his work is an act of faith and he's not giving up. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. McKinleyville resident Jackie Hostler-Karmason will serve a 6-year term on the State Fish and Game Committee after being confirmed by a state Senate vote 2 weeks ago. Hostler-Karmason, who is the CEO of Cherry Heights Trinidad Rancheria, also serves on the numerous state commissions as a representative of Native and tribal interests. Supervisor Rex Bone.
It's a big deal. I think she's the only woman on there, but it's been, I don't know when the last time we had somebody from the North Coast on it. Usually it goes to the populated areas where the votes are, where everything is.
Bone said that with our natural resources and the importance of fishing, hunting, and other outdoor recreation, having someone from the North Coast is key.
But we got all the game. I mean, we've got a lot of the game. We've got the rivers. We've got a lot of the decisions the Fish and Wildlife Commission make. They affect quite a bit of our tourist dollar, our local people who fish and hunt and spend time in the woods, their recreation dollars.
Hostler-Karmason was initially appointed a year ago to fill out a term, and Senate confirmed her permanent appointment earlier this month. And that's the news for KINS News and Information. I'm Dave Silverbrand.